you just play better.
Yeah.
You're just heightened.
Not everybody, though. Some guys struggle in their contract years. Talking to you, Pete Alonso.
Yeah, but... Yeah, Pete, whatever. He'll still get paid a little bit. Glaber played better at the end of the season. Ended up signing with Detroit for a year for whatever reason, but whatever. But you know what I mean? Like, these guys have these these immense seasons in these contract years. So that's essentially where Sam Darnold is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what do you take from it? Is this who he is, or is this just who he heightened to become?
Well, I would take my cue on what the Vikings do with it. The Vikings just lived with him for a year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're having this incredible year. If the Vikings are saying, we're going to stick with our first-round pick, who now has just had two knee surgeries, and not signed Darnold, that's a major red flag to me if I'm pursuing
especially
Sam
since
Darnold.
We all trust Kevin O'Connell.
Yes.
Right? We all think he's the quarterback. I really think...
And Daniel Jones is there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not activated.
I think the way this ends is going to determine everything. If he has a dud, especially at home.
Against the better competition. Now you're in the postseason.
Yeah, and that's possible. Like, I can totally see that scenario where the Vikings win on Sunday against Detroit. They storm back. They have this incredible year. Mm-hmm. They're the number one seed in the NFC. And like the Vikings have done before, they lose a home playoff game and they get knocked out, right? I think then the discourse on Sam is way different. If he leads the Minnesota Vikings to the Super Bowl, something I'm not old enough to remember, something, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago, it means a lot to me, last happened when they were an outdoor team. And that matters.
The Purple People Eater teams, right?
There's no way they don't bring him back.
Yeah.
And I think that changes everything.
Well, it would destroy whatever aura you had in your locker room. Because he's become a leader for
them. They love that guy.
They absolutely love him. You saw it after last week's game? Last week's game, where they love him. And so just to get deep into the playoffs, whether it's the Super Bowl or just short of it, and then say, see you, Sam. Good luck. Have fun. And then you get J.J. McCarthy, who's a rookie coming off an injury. That might be a disaster for them.
Yeah. Let's go to Mario in Long Branch. What's going on, Mario?
What's up, Mario?
What's up, Roman?
All's good. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
you
Year.
You too, Evan.
Happy New Year, sir.
I have a bone to pick with Evan Roberts.
All right. Pick it away, baby.
You know, your fandom is terrific. Your sports knowledge is unbelievable.
But.
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 You knew there
lay
was a
off
but.
The Giants, dude.
What have I said
I'm
that's incorrect?
You,
what have I said that's incorrect?
I love Brian Daboll and Joe Shane to continue to run the Giants.
Okay.
They don't need Shedeur Sanders. I watched that game. He looked like a giant quarterback with that offensive line on Colorado. He was getting hammered.
And his cleats, yes.
He was getting destroyed.
Okay, so you don't want Shedeur Sanders. So what do you want? What do you want that
I want them to stay right where they are on the pick number 4. Mm-hmm. They got a great tight end at Penn State, number 44. Forgot his name. But he's unreal. And I just want to stay the course. The Giants are not going to stink, as you keep repeating, because you are the greatest Giants troll.
Well, watch
in
this.
New York.
Watch this, Mario. I'm going to make things fair and balanced for everybody.
He was referring to Tyler Warren, by the way.
Was he?
Oh, I think he's talking about who the Giants have.
Yeah,
already.
The current tight end.
Right. I thought he was talking about
Theo Johnson.
So he wants Johnson or he wants Tyler Warren?
He wants Tyler Warren.
Listen, so he wants the Giants to take a tight end fourth overall?
I think you guys should lay off the gentleman. Yeah. He's a nice, nice guy. Well, don't pick on him, okay?
He's not Brock Bauer.
Right. Who would pass on Brock Bauer?
The Jets.
No. I'm not going to lay off. If you're a Giant fan calling the station.
Lay off the man.
No. And you want to take a tight end, fourth overall, you don't know the name of, over trade him for a quarterback, you don't know football.
All right, fine. Oh. That is not nice to that gentleman.
I don't care.
I'm sorry that Sean was mean to you. But I want to make something clear to our last caller. I already forgot his name. I apologize.
Mario.
Let me make something clear to you, Mario.
Long Branch.
I said earlier, if you're just tuning in, you could rewind on the Odyssey app, but unfortunately, when you look at the Giant roster, when you look at their talent, when you look at the fact that I believe they will stretch for a quarterback, and you look at their brutal home schedule that next year will feature the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Packers, the Vikings, the Niners, along with their divisional opponents, they're going to be bad. They're going to stink. I said earlier they will win fewer than 5 games. And you take that as hate. You take that as, wow, Evan's mean. He doesn't like the Giants. Real quick, and I don't really care who asked the question, whether it's Tiki, Sean, Lugie, I don't care. Can someone ask me my year-out prediction on the New York Jets?
What's your year-out prediction on the New York Jets?
They're going to suck! suck. And they're going to suck badly.
Who are their home teams? Home games.
The Dallas Cowboys. Oh, we got them from the NFC.
Remember I told you there was a new coach, and who knows what Dak's going to do. So he could get lucky.
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah, they're going to be better.
The Carolina Panthers. The Atlanta Falcons.
The Browns Steelers.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, look at
the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Their road games, their schedule is a lot easier, is the point. Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Cincinnati, Baltimore. My point is...
There's some tough ones in there, though.
It is, yeah. Not as tough as the Giants. My point is, I'm not out to tell you the Giants stink because I'm a hater. I'm calling it like it is. I thought the Giants would be good this year. I was wrong. I hold up a big L. I thought they would be better than this. I wouldn't even say good, Teak. I thought they'd be better than this. I thought they were a 7-win team. I don't know if that's good, but it was certainly better than this. So it's not about hating or trolling or making fun of you. It's about the reality. And the reality is, if you run it back with this general manager and this head coach, it is more likely that Tiki's not going to get what he wants. As he has stressed to everybody listening, don't reach on a quarterback. Don't reach on a quarterback. I don't love these quarterbacks. Well, guess who's going to? Joe Shane and Brian Daboll will.
You have really short memory, too, Pat.
On what?
Okay, do we think the Giant roster is going to be better next year based on cap space and picks?
I hope so.
Okay.
Sean, before you continue.
Yeah.
Every single team in the NFL.
There should be better.
Every team in the NFL's fan base, as we enter Week 18, is saying, our roster should be better next season.
No doubt.
So
Evan,
to use that as any kind of leverage point is ridiculous.
But I'm going to, because this season has spiraled so far out of control, we've also lost touch and touch base with reality.
Which is what?
All before that Daniel Jones benching. All we did every Monday was scream about how many throws he missed and what was missed. And you could go back and count them. Both Cowboy games, the Steeler game, the Panther Germany game, the Bengal game. The Giants, in all those one-possession games Joe Shane touted, with competent quarterback play, win all of those games. The first Washington game. So as bad as this has been, and as bad as the roster he put together is in, and as much as I'm telling you the roster is going to be better, if they had found a decent rookie quarterback, the Giants might be alive today for a playoff spot. Don't tell me they're definitely winning less than five games next year.
You sound like a Jet fan from last year. Are you reading Evan and BT's notes from last year? That's exactly what the Jet fan said, and they went backwards. Backwards. And you're the one that always goes, well, we hear about the Jets roster.
But what's the common issue? The quarterback.
I understand that.
Exactly. It's always the quarterback.
And that's all I'm saying, which is why I'm swinging.
Right. I think you have to look at also the division. Jaden Daniels is going to be a major problem.
Yep,
the Cowboys will be back.
Right,
The Eagles are going nowhere. That's just division.
By the way, as you guys were talking, I want to let you guys know and the audience know at home, I did bring in an Expo Bold Color Dry Erase black pen
to fix my white
erase board that features the Sean Morash versus Tommy Lugauer Lugash debate series standings. Every once in a while, they go at it. They have a debate. Tiki and I vote on it. Blah, 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 blah. It has now been updated to see Sean Morash 4, Tommy Lugauer 3. We are now updated going into 2025.
I'm glad you listened to me. You fixed the marker. I also have an announcement on January 2nd. I'm retiring from the Lugash debate series. I've decided, like Tiki did in 2006, I'm going out on top.
That's not how this works.
I'm announcing my retirement.
You're not allowed.
You should read your contract that you signed.
Right. You're
just
not allowed.
A little bit closer.
I'm retiring.
Okay, well,
retire when we say you retire.
Yes,
bitch.
Is that so?
Oh, it is so. I was looking at some contracts over the winter vacation, and if you refuse to do this, your contract becomes null and void. Mm. There's one other thing in your contract that I can't believe your agent didn't tell you about. I don't know if you know about this, Teak.
I don't know if I do either.
Sean Morash is obligated, no matter what happens at the Super Bowl, to be on the radio Monday at 2 o'clock after said Super Bowl is played. Now, I don't know if that's in anybody's contract. Now, we all are because we're professionals. Mm-hmm. Everybody works the Monday after the Super Bowl.
It's a given.
Yeah. Some people may take vacation a few days later, things like that. But every single person, barring, you know, death in the family,
family emergency,
the Monday after the Super Bowl. But for some reason, it's actually written in your contract, just so you know, just in case Saquon is the Super Bowl.
I am going to be here with bells on after that Rams-Chiefs game. No problem.
Rams-Chiefs game.
That's what you're calling. Rams-Chiefs already?
You know what's funny about that, Teak? That is my preseason Super Bowl pick.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said.
Oh, we have it. We have all the audio. You want that now or later?
No, we could do it later.
No, when we get to the playoffs.
But I just don't remember.
So I was looking at it the other day. if I'm not mistaken, two of them.
You were so close to not even having the Rams in, and then they miraculously found their way back into contention.
Unbelievable. My Chiefs-Rams Super Bowl, you may even say, sounds pretty good. Loogie is almost eliminated. Do you remember your Super Bowl? Because I have it written down. Go ahead.
Chiefs-49ers.
That is incorrect. Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Chiefs-49ers. Sean is the one. Do you remember your Super Bowl?
Yes. Bengals-Packers.
There you go.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're almost eliminated.
He's almost eliminated.
Am I almost very live?
Yeah, well, I mean, look at this. Week 12, the Rams were 5-6.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Crazy, right?
And they won 5 in a row.
Yeah.